Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing, because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Thursday morning, do I have it right? Is it Thursday? It's Thursday, April 19th. So glad to be with you. You're On Point, everybody. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. And if you haven't peeked outside yet, it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. It's crisp and cool outside already. And you know we like to remind you about school zones. They're in effect until 9 o'clock a.m. So slow down. Make sure you're engaged. Make sure that you're getting there safely. And make sure that the others around you are also safe by just staying engaged. Well, it is Thursday and the week is winding down. I hope that your week has been one that has been good. I know we've had some challenges, but you know what? We continue to speak those good, positive things that we want to see happen, and we hope that you're doing the same. Well, this morning, before we get started with the show, there's so many things that we want to tell you about. There's lots going on in Central Louisiana, and we just want to make sure that we bring you up to speed on that. And one of those things that's happening this weekend is the Art Walk. That's tomorrow, April 20th. And they really, really need all of Central Louisiana to come out and support the Art Walk. It's going to... They're going to have registration starting at 3 o'clock. The show is going to be at 5:15. Admission is going to be spectators. It's going to be free. Prizes for the following categories of the best show, best paint, best interior, best engine, best display, best American, best foreign import. For more information, here's the number. It's 318-484-4471. And then we flip over to Saturday, and that's going to be Jazz on the River. It's the 17th annual Jazz on the River Festival. It is going to be an incredible two-day event, and we're hoping that everyone within the sound of our voices will come out and support that event. The proceeds are going to directly benefit the Arna Bonten African American Foundation and the Arna Bonten African American Museum and Cultural Arts Center. So that's something that we want you to be planning for this weekend, so no need to say that there's nothing to do, because there is plenty to do. Also, we want to remind you about something that's really, really important, something that's very difficult for families to talk about, and that is hospice care. And so many families actually need hospice, but really don't know when and how to connect with hospice. So Guardian Hospice Care is helping you to navigate the difficult decisions as we grow older. And it is entitled Growing Old is Not for Sissies. And they're presenting their four-part community education classes, which will be focusing on making informed decisions for the future. And I know that sometimes those decisions are tough. And when we hear hospice care, we almost instantly think of death, which is not always the case. So for more information and how you can connect with this series, you can contact them at 318-484-4418 or toll free at 1-866-909-2315. And that's to reserve your spot to obtain more information, or you can simply go to their website by logging on to www.guardianhospice, that's G-U-A-R-D-I-A-N, hospice, H-O-S-P-I-C-E, care.com. Go to their website. That's going to be happening April the 24th. And the crux is going to be deciding when hospice care is appropriate. That's going to be happening at 10 a.m. at the Westside Regional Library, located at 5416 Provine Place, right here in Alexandria. And also, they're going to be having another seminar that's going to be May 14th, and we'll tell you more about that. It's going to be making final arrangements. And these are things that we've really got to talk about. But you know what? It's tough to talk about. So often it goes unspoken. And so we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen for you and your family. So make sure that you connect with this great opportunity to learn more about Guardian Hospice Care. Also, if you joined the show on yesterday, we really had an incredible and informative show about the National Kidney Foundation. And we want to remind every single person, we got lots of calls, they got lots of calls about the screenings that are going to be happening right here in Pineville, Louisiana. That's going to be April the 25th. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you the number that you can call to make sure that your screenings are on point. And they will give you more information by phoning 800-462-3694. That's the 800 number. And all you've got to do is say, hey, I heard about the screenings. What do I need to do? There are limited spaces. So it's going to be, I'm sure, pretty much on a first-come, first-served basis. Or you can call the direct number by dialing 504-861-4500. And that's the National Kidney Foundation. They're in New Orleans, but they're going to be coming down to Pineville at the Pineville Community Center. And that's going to be on April the 25th. So that's a great opportunity. It's a chance that you don't want to miss to make sure that you get all of the proper checks. Also want to remind you about Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church. Reverend James E. Ray Sr. is the pastor, and they would like to invite you to their public spring revival. It's going to be happening on April the 26th and 27th, and it's going to be starting at 6 p.m. And the guest speakers for that two-day revival will be Reverend Richard Callahan, who is the pastor of Spring Hill Baptist Church in LeCount, Louisiana. And on Friday night, the guest speaker will be Evangelist Evelyn Blue. She's the associate pastor of Edgeville Baptist Church in Cheneyville, Louisiana. And the address of the church is 11967 Highway 71 South between Cheneyville and Bunkie. Now, for more information about that incredible revival, you can phone Katie Hayes by dialing 318-730-1359. So there's all sorts of things that are coming up that we want to make sure that you're aware of so that you can mark it on your calendar and you can make sure that you are there. Also want to thank our sponsors, Darrow Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. When I tell you that we get phone calls all the time asking us if we think that Darrow will take care of them and their vehicle, and we say unequivocally, absolutely, 100% yes. Darrow's Auto Service has an incredible team of people that understand automotive repair. All you've got to do is phone them at 318-443-5741. And of course, I can't say enough about Nora Clayton and Be Unique Hair Salon. She absolutely keeps my hair on point, plus hundreds and hundreds of other people. And I just want to say kudos to my beautician and hairstylist, Nora Clayton. I talk about her all the time. She absolutely promotes healthy hair, but most importantly, great style. And so if you're looking for a person that can revitalize, rejuvenate your hair, no matter what it's looking like, that's Nora Clayton and her team at Be Unique Hair Salon. You can phone for an appointment at 318-442-7204. But DC, what I love about Nora the most is that she never says no. She never says can't do. she always says, we'll work it out.
Absolutely. And she, they, no matter when you go to the hair salon, they always have good information. Excellent information.
Good information, good conversation. She told me, she said, now don't you go on that radio tomorrow and say what I said, but I'm going to tell you, there's some conversation that goes on in the beauty salon. But you know what? It's always great to go to a salon where you can trust your beautician, and she knows that she's got the health of your hair right on point. And for every lady, that's important. And so we say, Nora Clayton, kudos, and Be Unique Hair Salon. You know, if you're looking for an appointment, if you're looking for great style, great hair, healthy hair, the number to phone is 318-442-7204. I'm going to tell you what, DC, it feels so good. It feels like Friday already. Even the challenges with my cell phone, the challenges that we've had this week, I still feel good. I'm not going to let anybody steal my joy. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. And guess what? We've got a great show on tap. You know, we've been telling you all month long that we were going to be joined by Miss America 2012. That's Laura Kepler. She's got an incredible story. Yeah. And we can't wait to share it with you. DC's already on point. We're getting ready for the weekend. We're getting ready for Jazz on the River.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hosting that event. We'd love to see you there. We'd love to meet you. I'm telling you, great jazz. I'm feeling jazzy already. I just know it's going to be a great time to just relax and get some good music, some good fellowship, and some good fun. You need to plan to be there. It's the 17th annual Jazz on the River. We got to take a break here, everybody. You're on point. It's Thursday, April 19th, and it's 7:47 a.m., but we're back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatts.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Pilot Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path by making good decisions. Find out how to do that by phoning Carol Kinder at Pathway Advisors, 318-448-8600, Red River Bank, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, they're right there on Shirley Road. And if you're in Avoyelles Parish, all you need to do is phone 318-346-6600. They're still working on those claims from that really horrible storm. If you've got questions, concerns, you need to update on your policy, you can phone Kyle Wolf again at 318-346-6695. Well, once again, if you're just joining the show, it is April 19th and it's 7:57 a.m. And we're so excited to be joined by Miss America 2012. Let me just tell you a little bit about Miss America. She represents the highest ideals. She is a real combination of beauty, grace, intelligence, artistic, and refined. She's the type which the American girl might well emulate. Laura Kepler was first crowned Miss Wisconsin 2011, and she is currently the reigning Miss America 2012. She's a positive role model. She's an ambassador. And she's a spokesperson. She's also the founder of Circles of Support. Now, she is a graduate of the Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She holds a BA degree, Bachelor of Arts in Music, and she emphasizes her vocal performances. She has been an inspiration already during her reign. This was the 85th annual Miss America pageant, and we're more than excited to welcome her to the OPT network. We welcome Miss Laura Kepler. Are we not ready yet? Okay. Well, one of the things that we wanted to talk about was her incredible platform. And it was so unheard of that we felt like it was critical that we get her on point to talk about it, because it is an issue that many families face. So we welcome, for the very first time, Laura Kepler, Miss America 2012.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, Laura, let me ask you this. How did you get started on the pageant scene?
Okay. I started competing 2 years ago in the Miss America system, really primarily at the recommendation of a friend who was the current Miss Kenosha, and we actually went to college together, and she said, you have a talent, you're involved in your community. That's really what Miss America is built upon, is community service, and we compete in talent, which separates us from other pageant systems. You should really try competing in this. So it really was just at the recommendation of a friend that I started. That year I won my local, which was Kenosha, and then I placed second runner-up at Miss Wisconsin. And I thought, if I just kind of threw myself into this, maybe I could come back the following year if I really prepared and really devoted time. Maybe I could win. And then that was this past year. So something that never in a million years did I dream would come into my life, very unexpected, but something I believe came into my life for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And so as a little girl, were you one of those little girls who dreamed about one day becoming Miss America?
No, not at all. I mean, I think back to growing up, and occasionally we would catch the pageant every once in a while. It wasn't a family tradition for us to watch the pageant or anything like that. I did grow up attending Miss Kenosha, so I always watched Miss Kenosha, never thought I would one day stand on that stage, and then that would be the beginning of my journey to becoming Miss America. It only truthfully blossomed into a very big dream and goal of mine 2 years ago.
Wow. And so leading up to the Miss America pageant, you and your family really had to go through some serious soul searching about whether or not you would disclose to the world that your dad had been in prison. Let's talk about that.
Right. You know, and I talk about my first year of competing to my second year of competing, and that was really kind of where my family and I made that decision, because the first year that I competed, like I said, I didn't know much about the program. Every contestant is allowed to compete with a personal platform, and I didn't fully understand the power of that platform and what comes with that. So the first year that I competed, my platform was the miracle of music related. I studied music in college. Music is a very big part of my life. So that was just very fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took that time that following year to really not only learn about Miss America program, but learn about the platform, what it really stands for, and also did a lot of soul searching and reflection on my part and said, maybe I have a louder message here that I can share and really make good come from this personal experience of mine of when my father spent time in prison. I viewed Miss Wisconsin and Miss America, if I were blessed to become Miss America, I viewed it as a way to talk about this issue that our country faces on a daily basis, that millions of people are affected by, to talk about it at the state level and possibly the national level. So that's why I say I believe that it came into my life for a greater reason and a greater purpose, because this is something that is so taboo. It is something that not many people want to talk about, but it's part of who I am. It's part of what has made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it also affects millions and millions and millions of children and families across our country as well.
Absolutely. And so, Laura, when you're going through the process with your family and you're talking about this issue, how were you personally, and even your family, if this was an issue, how were you able to get past the shame, if you will, of making this disclosure?
Well, I think there's true power in owning your own story,
mm-hmm.
and taking your own power back. And I think back to, what if I competed at Miss America this year with a different platform and I didn't talk about my past and my dad's history? That's all anyone would want to talk about. And I think it would be very negatively perceived mm-hmm. in the media and the press. But since I am openly talking about it, and since my family is so supportive, and we have really seen this come full circle in a way that my dad is able to minister to men and women in prison. I'm able to talk to their children. My dad and I's relationship has grown in ways that I never dreamed of. He truly is one of my very best friends and proudest supporters. And since we have seen it come full circle in that angle, for me to talk about it in that way is truly taking that power back from anyone who may talk about it negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was never an issue to me of how I would handle it, because I think someone, I think anyone is very respectful of a circumstance if you talk about it in light of wanting to make greater good come from it.
Absolutely. And one of the statistics that was given is that an estimated 2 million children are children that have parents that are incarcerated. Talk about the work that you're doing and the work that needs to be done.
Right. Well, that number is just a statistic. I am sure there are many, many millions of more children who have parents in prison. If you look at the overall prison population, mm-hmm. prisons are completely overpopulated, and those men and women are bound to have, if not one, numerous children who are affected by this, and not only children, but families and spouses and grandparents and aunts and uncles. And I think at the end of the day, everyone can think of someone in their life who they may know close or far away who has gone to prison, and in what way that has affected them personally. But in terms of the number, these children, to me, need to feel like they are not alone. I look back to the time in my life when I experienced this, and I felt like I didn't have anyone to turn to. I didn't have anyone to talk to, anyone who could relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I hope these kids can see is Miss America is talking about being one of those children once. And one of the ways that I have parlayed that into my year as Miss America is partnering with a national organization called the U.S. Dream Academy. And this is an after-school mentoring program in 10 different states that really teaches children to build dreams and to build character and skills that will transform into their future and into their life outside of going to prison, because these children are kids who are highly, highly at risk to become incarcerated at some point in their own life. So by raising awareness for organizations like that, for support groups where these children and families can turn to, I can only pray and hope will break some of the cycle that we often see in terms of incarceration.
You know, the reason why we wanted to do this show with Miss America 2012, Laura Kepler, is precisely what we've been talking about for months now, and that's possibility. And when we read her story, we understood that possibilities are countless. And what she is helping American youth, our American youth do, is to build on that word possibility, to build hopes and to build dreams. And if you will buy into the fact that anything is possible, no matter where you've come from or who you've come from, it is endless. The possibilities are endless. I gotta take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more of Miss America, Laura Kepler, 2012, right after this. Stay on point. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Capital One Bank, Investing for Good, Brian Kubero and Associates, Serious Injuries. Well, they deserve serious considerations. If you've been done wrong, get it made right by phoning Brian Kubero and Associates for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, that's LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. For more information about their screenings, you can phone 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the show, let me just bring you up to speed. We're joined by Laura Kepler, 23-year-old beauty queen, from Wisconsin. She was crowned Miss America 2012 after beating 52 other young women. And so, what do you say to those kids that are very much like yourself? You were a senior in high school when your dad was incarcerated. And what do you say to those young people that are not quite sure how to deal with the shame and the condemnation that comes from having a parent in jail? What do you say to those kids at that age, not only seniors, but even younger kids, on how to deal with that?
Right. I think in most of those cases, I think back to what I would have wanted to hear when I was their age going through that, or what I could have used to hear during that time. And one of the things that I wish I would have had someone tell me is, one, it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a lot of times that I carried the shame and burden of something that I didn't even do,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason felt like I was a part of it happening. And so first and foremost, it's not your fault. But second, that doesn't have to be the one thing that defines your life or your last name or
right.
the town that you grew up in or
mm-hmm.
the high school that you go to school in. And along with that comes that you're not alone. And amongst those three things combined, I think would set the tone for those children to see their life move in a different direction. I also felt that there was a limitation to mm-hmm. my potential and to my future success, and a combination of fully understanding that it wasn't my fault, it was going to be okay, I'm not alone, that doesn't have to define me. I think had I not come across the Miss America organization, which opened my eyes to all of those things, that would have set the tone for me to truly believe in my heart that I could overcome that and I could achieve great things despite the background that I do come from.
Wow. How amazing is that? Well, let me ask you this. I mean, just truly amazing. And I think that really encompasses what every young person should consider. And we just are so thankful for the platform and for your openness. But as we change gears to Miss America, what has that meant for you?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to sum up in just a couple of sentences. But for me, I hold this job with great respect and with great honor and with a very serious level of commitment to what being Miss America means. And that means being a role model. When we so often see in the media a negative image of what a young woman should act like or should hold herself to. And I hope through my actions and what I say and how I carry myself, young women will see Miss America as someone being relevant and relatable and modern and contemporary, yet still a young woman who holds true to morals and values that will transcend into the future and will really prepare me for what life after this year is like. I know there is life after this year, but I hope that through my actions and through how I portray myself, young women will want to replicate Miss America because she is not me per se, but the icon of Miss America, mm-hmm. the tradition of Miss America, the organization of what Miss America stands for is truly the ideals of all ideals. To be a young woman who is intelligent and well-spoken and graceful and gracious,
mm-hmm.
and I hope that I can portray all of that and allow young people to see that this can truly happen to them, that I am a girl from small town Wisconsin living in, you know, from Kenosha, a town of 100,000 people, that can really happen for them as well.
Absolutely. And so, Laura, what do we say to young girls who have certain images of what beauty is and what it looks like, especially defined mm-hmm. by the media? And when you look at the pictures, and for those of us who are Miss America followers and watch the pageantry and the pomp and the circumstances of the pageant, what do we say to those young girls about who they really are?
Right. And I struggle with that concept because I know I competed in pageants, and I know in Miss America that the swimsuit portion will never
mm-hmm.
go away. It's part of the history. It's the part of the history of Miss America. And that portion of competition truly is about being proud of living a life of being healthy and nutritious and the dedication that it takes to maintain a body that some of the women I competed with have and look like. But if you look at pictures of me for Miss America and even pictures of me to this day, I am not a size zero. I'm not even a size two. I'm not a size four. And that's very much done on purpose. I don't want to be a young woman who other young women believe they can't become mm-hmm. or believe that they cannot achieve or attain. And by breaking the norm of what the media does say is beautiful and does say what is right or how you have to look or how you have to dress, I hope young women will say, that's great for the celebrities who are in movies and the singers and performers or whoever wants to look like that, but mm-hmm. it's okay to also look like Miss America and not be teeny, teeny, tiny and unhealthy, and that can truly still be beautiful as well. But that's something that I battle simply because I do come from the background of competing in pageants mm-hmm. when many people have the stereotype of what the, you know, bikini portion of Miss America stands for. So I, on a daily basis, hope to address that as well.
Absolutely. And so do you still feel, although the pageant is over and you are now Miss America, do you still feel the pressure to remain a certain size and a certain image?
No, there has never been any pressure to be a certain size or look a certain way. For me, I truly took that portion of competition as a serious part of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's more so of living the commitment that I made to be a healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our country is rampant with obesity. And if I can be a young woman who says, yeah, I like dessert every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I like a piece of cake. I like popcorn. I like snack food. But I also am interested in living as long as I can and taking care of the body that I have here on Earth. That, I think, is more so the pressure. And I don't think pressure is the right word, but the standard that mm-hmm. I hold my nutrition to. And I travel roughly 20,000 miles per month, and I live out of hotel rooms, so I'm not home to cook a home-cooked meal every uh-huh. day. So it's something I have to think about on a daily basis to make, you know, healthy choices that simply will give me the stability and stamina to maintain my busy travel schedule.
20,000 miles a month?
20,000 a month. I'm roughly in a different state every 3 days, every 2 to 3 days. So I'm on a plane almost every 3 days.
And so give us a little bit of a bird's eye view of what America has looked like to you thus far.
What the country has looked like?
Uh-huh. I mean, visiting all the different states and traveling, I mean, literally daily.
Well, I hadn't really traveled much before this. I grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I went to college in Wisconsin. So I only took a couple of vacations, you know, with my family to Florida or to, you know, Michigan to visit family. So uh-huh. it's been really neat for me because almost every state that I have gone to has been a first for me. So I'm just learning the different parts of the country that I love. I was down in the South not too long ago. I was in Nashville and Kentucky, and I loved down South. I loved the East Coast, loved the West Coast. I was in Hawaii not too long ago. And so I'm just able to see the country in a way that I never dreamed I would. So that's been really neat. But I've equally loved everything because it's been the first time I've gone to almost every state.
So have you visited Louisiana yet, or is that on your itinerary?
I'm sure it is. I have not been there yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will.
Absolutely.
And I know you are located in Louisiana, right?
We are indeed in Louisiana. Well, I tell you what, we have got to get Miss America 2012, Laura Kepler, down to our great state to get her some great food, great hospitality, great fun. Don't you just love it? Possibilities are endless. Real people with real stories. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with more of Laura Kepler's journey, Miss America 2012. You're on point, everybody, and we're back after this.
Thank you, frailty. Thank you, consequence. Thank you, silence. How about me not blaming you for everything?
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive.
Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Tara Home. If you're looking for great gifts, great gift ideas that are totally unique, start with Tara Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, and they are worth the drive. Also, Axion Texas, Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in so many specialty medical equipment devices. Also, they've got prosthesis for your bras, they've got the proper bra fit, and they'll be on point to help you. All you got to do is phone 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can phone 318-767-2220. And St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Laura Kepler, who is Miss America 2012. And now I want to talk about, Laura, when you were on the stage during the pageant, when you initially introduced yourself as being from Wisconsin, the NFL, let me look real quick so that I can...
I know.
You already know. Well, everybody wanted to know if you did indeed hear from Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Well, you know, that's my claim to fame, I guess you could say. my famous shout out to him. I actually did finally meet him in person at a Milwaukee Bucks game. They're a basketball team in Wisconsin, and I sang the national anthem for that game, and he also happened to just be there in the stands watching. And so he came up to my suite during halftime and introduced himself and said hello. And so we joked over everything and said, you know, thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for giving me publicity. Nice to meet you. Enjoy the game, kind of thing. So he's a very, very nice guy. But yes, I did. I joke and say, though, that I told him to call me, and he technically still hasn't called me. He did just come and meet me in person. So I'm still waiting for the phone call from him. But I did meet him.
Well, good. And let me just say that for all the people that didn't see that, is that you introduced yourself as being from your home state of Green Bay, the Green Bay Packers, who were at the time the NFL's defending Super Bowl champions, and you said
right.
that if Aaron Rodgers was watching, to give you a call. And so everybody thought that was really cute, and I'm sure America wanted to know if y'all ever did connect. And so it's good to know that he was so welcoming and so warm as well.
Yes, he's a very, very nice guy.
And
really
so
nice.
And so on the last leg, I'm sure, of what will be a whirlwind year, we know that the Children's Miracle Network is the official charity for the Miss America organization. What kind mm-hmm. of work are you looking to do in that area?
Well, a lot of what I do is visit the hospitals. There are 170 Children's Miracle Network hospitals across the country. So I spend a lot of my time meeting those children mm-hmm. who utilize children's hospitals, their families. And I find that I go into those situations trying to put a smile on those kids' faces or try and brighten their day. And it's just truly remarkable because they brighten my day probably 100-fold compared to what I try and do theirs. It's just amazing what these kids go through and the energy and life that they have. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, they're just kids. You know, they're still mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9 years old. But I also participate in a lot of fundraisers for Children's Miracle Network. So by participating in those fundraisers, I feel like I can say I literally have met with the children and the families who use this money, and that's why it's so important and so close to my heart, because I know the money will be going to little, you know, Tim who has cancer mm-hmm. or John who has leukemia or Cindy who was in a car accident or whatever the case may be. It hits that much closer to home. Mm-hmm. So those are, I think, what I'm finding my most memorable days as mm-hmm. Miss America.
Mm-hmm. And so at the end of this journey, Laura, what do you mm-hmm. hope? Because as a 23-year-old young woman, what I found and what I find in this conversation with you is a deep sense of spirituality. Even though you have not mentioned God once, I can feel mm-hmm. I can feel that spiritual part of you. And even in the things that we've read about you, that we know that there's a deep sense of spirituality there. What are you hoping will be the final message? What are you hoping that this journey will bring for you and will tell the world?
Well, you're absolutely right. My faith is a very large part of my life, and I'm a firm believer that everything in life happens for a reason, and that God planned my life long before I was even born. And I was very much at peace with that going into Miss America, and now that this has come into my life, something that was so unexpected,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's happened for a reason. And the way that I see that is that it's truly helped me realize what I believe will be my life's work and what I feel like I'm called to do long after this year is over. I hope to be an attorney and be a child advocacy lawyer. So I am finding that throughout this journey, I'm realizing what I'm meant to do with my life, and that it's because of this experience that I went through as a teenager that this is possible. Had I not gone through that, this would never have happened in my life. And I believe that God works in mysterious ways, and that everything in your life is meant to happen for a reason. And now I'm finally seeing part of why all of that happened and what the reason behind that is. So it's just been an incredible experience so far.
Absolutely. And in just a few sentences before we've got to let you go, what has winning Miss America and being Miss America, what has that felt like? Can you even put that into words?
Not really. I wake up every morning still pinching myself. Sometimes I have to look in the mirror and say, you are Miss America 2012. because for me, you know, I am Laura Kepler before I'm Miss America. Uh-huh. And it's still a very larger than life concept to grasp my mind around. I often realize it in times that I meet with former Miss America, because my name will never not be associated with Miss America, and I will join an elite sisterhood of women for the rest of my life. And so it's incredible. It's amazing. It's humbling. It's once in a lifetime that I truly can't put into words. I don't know. I also don't know why I'm Miss America. I feel like I maybe won't know for 10, 15 years down the road. But I think that's part of the incredible journey, is that I have this year that is completely unwritten, but that I believe is for a reason and for a purpose. So for me, I can't put it into words quite yet, and I may know as the year unfolds. But right now, it's still very surreal, and
It's still all coming together, huh?
It is. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it takes a while. I ask people, when did this Miss America realize she was Miss America? When did this one? And some realize it right away. Some it takes a couple of months. I think for me, it might take the whole year. I don't know. But just amazing nonetheless.
Well, I tell you what, Laura, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best. And we know, quite frankly, some of the busiest parts of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you so much, and thank you for your graciousness.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, everybody, what an amazing interview. What an amazing young woman, 23 years old, filled with so much wisdom and so much understanding, and the power of a platform that probably started out maybe not so popular, but just the ability to be open and honest and to own her power and to spread that message throughout America. How incredible is that? You know, I was just thinking, as Laura was talking, how you can turn what looked like a horrible mess, and what she didn't say, and what we talked about during some of the breaks, was that all of this started when she was only 14 years old with her dad and mail fraud and the sentencing and the prison sentence and what would happen. And so that is quite a lot for a young person to bear. But we know that Laura Kepler is only one. We know that the prison population is continually growing. And when parents are incarcerated, children are left behind. And so if this doesn't speak to possibility for all of you, I don't know what is. Taking what look like unfathomable circumstances and turning it into a platform that will be well received and that will help all young people understand that possibility is endless. Let's get a break here. You're on Point, everybody, and we're back right after this.
Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Monroeville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. For the Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute, I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:46 a.m. on April 19th. It's Thursday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, serving this community with a spirit of excellence. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent. Rosa feels like a good neighbor. Rosa and her team are always there in the community to serve you. You can phone them at 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. The number is 318-445-4582. Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to hicksonhasit.com. Also, don't forget about KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, is presenting the play Don't Shoot Me. That's happening April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School. You can get those tickets, of course, at Peabody. You can also get those tickets at Smiley's Barbershop, or you can phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464. Or Charles King at 318-447-2966. Again, those numbers, 318-709-0464. And Charles King's number is 318-447-2966. A must-see play and a great family outing if you're looking for something to do on April the 28th. Also, BeResponsible.com is the website for Southwest Beverage Safety Messages. You can log on for more information by logging on to www.BeResponsible.com. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.AATTSS.com or phone 337-214-0428. McDonald's of Alexandria, and also Tobacco Free Living, working hard to make sure that every workplace, including bars, are smoke-free. Well, if you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up a really, really sweet conversation with Laura Kepler, who was crowned Miss America 2012. You know, whenever we find stories and find people that are living their dreams, and it happens suddenly, I keep going back to that word, DC, of possibility. And, you know, the fact that Laura changed her platform to something that could have been controversial and may not have been well received took a lot of courage. And her platform and her voice will be raised around America that will help many, many young children who are dealing with the same issues that she had to deal with as a young teenage girl, and that's of having a parent, and in some cases, both parents incarcerated. And hopefully this will give life to grandparents and to aunts and to people who are raising children with parents that are incarcerated. And we hope that this message will be resounding, that the possibilities are endless, and it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter where you've come from. If you have the desire and if you have the work ethic, anything is possible. And she spoke to that loudly and very clearly this morning, and for that we're grateful. Again, to the entity of Miss America for making this interview possible, and also for Laura Kepler for taking the time to spend the very best part and the very busiest part of her morning with us, traveling some 20,000 miles a month, only staying in one place anywhere from 18 to 36 hours. You know, she is a busy, busy young woman. So, again, we thank Laura Kepler for spending time and really taking the time to share her platform and her message and her heart with us right here on the OPT Network. You know, we would be remiss if we didn't say that our hearts and prayers are with the family of Dick Clark, who went home to be with the Lord. He is what America has called America's oldest teenager. And he has given so much back to the music industry for years. And one of the things that he did was he was influential in breaking down the barriers of race. So, you know, it will not quite be the same to usher in another New Year's Eve without Dick Clark. But I believe that we can learn from the works that he did. And we, too, can start to be the change that we want to see. And change starts with each and every one of us. And that change has to start by getting it done, by opening up your mouth, using the gifts and talents,
right,
and getting started. And he spoke to possibility and what he understood, that being a talent was just not enough.
That's right.
He produced many shows. He was incremental in helping, or instrumental in helping, the careers of many.
Absolutely.
And so for that, we honor him. And one of the things that I want to just piggyback on was that he had a massive heart attack. And yesterday we were just talking about health, heart health. We were talking about blood pressure. We were talking about diabetes. And one of the things, one of the health issues that Dick Clark had was diabetes. And in an interview some years ago, he said what many people probably feel. When he was diagnosed with diabetes, he didn't think a whole lot about it. He felt like, well, I'll just change some things. I'll take my medicine and I'll be okay. We're going to keep talking about health. We're going to keep talking about stroke and heart disease and high blood pressure because they are critical. And what we know from what has been reported about the massive heart attack is that when you are diabetic, these complications in your health will trigger other complications. And so that's why it's critical that we stay on point with our health, with our blood pressure. They are silent killers. And so we want to remind you that you should connect with KEEP, and it's Kidney Early Evaluation Program. It is coming to the Twin Cities, Pineville, at the Pineville Community Center. Those tests are free. They're upwards of about $500. They're going to have a medical team out there to give you the information that you need, to speak with you, but so that you'll understand where you are in the scheme of things. Now, to connect with the Louisiana Kidney Foundation, you must call and make an appointment. They're going to ask you a couple questions, but here's the number, and we're going to be giving the number out up until the date or up until they tell us that they're full. That's going to be happening. Those screenings are going to be happening on April the 25th. And the number is 800-462-3694. And if you want to just phone direct, the direct number is area 504-861-4500. So you need to pre-register for those tests, and you need to be at least 18 years old. So this is something that is coming to our city, our Twin Cities, all the way from New Orleans, and we hope to make this a yearly event, and we want you to connect with it because it is going to be the difference in so many people that would not ordinarily have these tests. So again, 800-462-3694. You know, I just, again, DC, I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do. We're working on a lot of great things coming up still for the month. We've got Holly Robinson Pete coming up on April 26th. April is Autism Awareness Month, and there is probably no one who is working any harder than Holly Robinson Pete and her foundation, the Holly Rod Foundation, to make a difference in the lives and the families of people who have autistic children. It is an issue that we need to continue to talk about as we are seeing the numbers growing in terms of autistic children and how we can improve their lives, how we can understand the challenges that those families face with children that are autistic. Also, on April the 30th, we're going to be joined by Lily Ledbetter. We had to reschedule that interview for Real Women, Real Talk. We love that. And then Vanessa Williams has a new book coming out, and our producers are working on scheduling another Miss America. In fact, the first African-American Miss America has a new book out. So our producer is in talks with her publicist to bring her on the show, hopefully this month, to talk about her story and her book, her memoirs that were newly released. So we're super excited. And we're always working to bring you great people, both locally, nationally, and internationally, that will hopefully inspire your morning, that will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. And we try to do it just one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
DC, I'm telling you, it's Thursday. It feels good. Are you feeling good this morning?
Absolutely.
The music has been so mellow and so wonderful. It just puts you in a sense of relaxation. We can't wait for Jazz on the River Saturday and Sunday.
Jazz on the River.
I'm telling you, he's turning into a DJ. Y'all, it's Thursday. It feels good. We hope that your week has been great. And if it hasn't, all you got to do is just change your thinking. Change your mind. You know, we welcome aboard Dillard's Alexandria. We thank them for always being great sponsors of the OPT. They've got a lot of new stuff.
Big ups to Mickey.
Big ups to Mickey Reuter, who is the manager at Dillard's, and the whole entire management team, cosmetic department, lingerie, jewelry, just the whole team that really make your shopping experience great. So we want to always remind you to shop locally. And they're getting in great stuff every single day, and we're going to tell you about that.
Mother's Day is upon us, and Dillard's is awaiting your arrival.
Absolutely.
To take care of the mother in your life.
Absolutely. And you know what? This Mother's Day, we hope that you will mother your mother with special gifts and just special love. And we're going to be talking about mothers and how mothers make the difference in all of our lives, whether she is at home with the Lord, or if she is still in the earth realm, we appreciate our mothers. And Mother's Day is just it's not enough. So we need to appreciate the women in our lives that are our cheerleaders and that cheer us on and help us to be all that we ultimately are and are all we're becoming.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I think we're just about out of time. You know, as always, We thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So don't forget, you gotta first love yourself. Be the change that you want to see. It doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be on a scale like Laura Kepler, but you do have to start.
Get in the game.
Get in the game. Get off the bench and get in the game and make a start. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We'll see you right back here on Friday, April 20th. But for now, we're all wrapped up. Have a great Thursday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.